Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1556, air date June 6th, 2025.
Wow. All right, good evening, everyone. As you see in the graphic here, today's talk is going to be on the power within us and the power within you, or the power within you and the power within us. You can rotate that. And you notice this graphic has a bunch of images of our people on the ground. With homemade signs, our flags, all over the world, getting up and educating people on truth, freedom, health. So, Suresh, let's go to video. So that's what I want to talk to you about. So what I shared this morning, there's one singular theme, principle that drives those in power, particularly those in power who are in political power. And that theme is the following. And you can think about it as a commandment that they have. Thou shalt make sure that the masses never build a bottoms-up movement, an independent bottoms-up movement. Repeat that again. That's their theme. Thou shalt make sure that everyday people do not build a bottoms-up movement. I'll repeat it again. Every guiding thing that the guiding principle that they have is to make sure that you individually and collectively do not build a bottoms up movement, period. And that's at the heart. It's at the quantum level of everything we teach. And as Nicholas and someone just said, you have to go through the material because this is a scientific engineering curriculum that we made accessible to anyone, as long as they want to put the time in. They're not lazy, you know? And that's another thing the establishment does, make people lazy, undisciplined, egomaniacs. They are taught not to listen to teachers. They don't even know how to choose a good teacher, all these things that the swarm does deliberately. But nonetheless, the good news is that our movement exists. You have access to the curriculum. We have a global network. We've created all this amazing IT infrastructure. We have people all over the world that you can learn from. It's basically a school. It's an institute. It's a movement. It's scientific. It's got solutions. It's got everything. And all of this has been built bottoms up. No government, no corporations, no big pharma. We have built this movement. Okay? There's nothing like this on the planet, which has foundational education theory that's based on system science, movement, community. As someone else said, I think, Victoria, we intersect truth, which is science, freedom, activism, and health. You see, all these are intimately connected, truth, freedom, health. No different than in thermodynamic theory, transport, conversion, storage, or in the ancient system of yoga and medicine, Bath, Pitta, and Kapha. You see, these are fundamental principles. And once you learn this, you can use this for anything. All right? So, what you need to recognize is that those in power do not want you to go through your journey and to build an independent movement, period. Period. That's pretty much it. Nicholas, I could end it right now, okay? We just finished. We're done. If you really understand that, okay? If you really understand that and you get it in your bones, in every fiber of your being, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you have a really, really good way to see everything. You see things as they are. You won't get bamboozled. You won't react. You won't be manipulated. And you'll see who your true friends are and where real knowledge comes from. But if you don't understand that simple concept, you'll always be disappointed. But if you understand that concept, that those in power do not want you individually and collectively to build a bottoms-up movement, you've pretty much got it. So that's really the punchline. The movement for truth, freedom, health hits that over and over and over and over again. And everything we do espouses that very core scientific concept. Okay? All of our solutions, including our curriculum, is based on you building a bottoms-up movement. So frankly, I don't have to teach this anymore. Nicholas can teach this. Lynn can teach this. Suresh can teach it. Andrew can teach it. We've done a learn, teach, and serve model. Our goal is to have this knowledge core distributed so everyone can go through their journey. And by the way, when you teach, you learn. So that's what we're doing, because knowledge is ultimately an infinite amount of power. So given that they do not want you to ever build a bottoms-up movement, what is it they do? What is it they do? In a ceaseless, repetitive effort that's done 24/7, every microsecond, through every form of electromagnetic radiation that you can think about, called the media, and other methods, subtle and not so subtle, including friends, family, a whole bunch of people, right? The goal is to compel you to think that you have no power, and that collectively we have no power, that power comes from above. The concept of primogeniture, which is what the king said, you know, the serfs and the masses had to bow down to them because they were directly connected to quote unquote God, right? So nothing has really changed. And so therefore, in order to make sure that you never build a bottoms up movement, there's a constant distraction. And if you really think about it from a spiritual teaching, there is the lower self, lowercase s, and there's a higher self, uppercase s. And many, many great spiritual teachings have talked about it. The lowercase s self is the one that distracts you. It's the one that's very reactive, right? It's the one that's into illusion. It's the one that gets into ego. This is a world of, and by the way, that's sort of three levels. You have people who are just into reactive, whatever occurred to them in the past, family, whatever shit that occurred to them in their lives. They hold on to that and they keep reacting. Other people live in the world of illusion. They don't really see things as they are. They live in magical thinking. And then the next level, which is actually an advancement of that, believe it or not, is people who say, I am independent. But when they say I, me, and mine, they're talking about the lowercase I. And that's where ego comes. And this is the world of celebrity worship. Those celebrities, those exploiters actually take advantage of the other two people, the people who are ignorant and the people who are reacting all the time. You see? But all of that effort is to always, at the base level, give your power to someone else and never recognize that change in the universe, change everywhere, has always occurred where individual particles started raising their consciousness. And when they did that, that phenomenon resulted in different self-organizing systems. This is the reality of what engineering science reveals. So one, you know, Diana Rowell, one Victoria, one Lynn, who starts understanding these concepts of how this system process actually works, raises their vibration on a level. They send out a wave, you see? And their thought changes, how they behave changes. And that influences people in their surroundings in ways that we don't fully understand. So we will at some point, but human consciousness is a wave. So it's not about quantity, it's about quality. One person raising their consciousness, self-reflecting and understanding how all of this works, becomes a very powerful person. And then you have a choice to let go of the lower self and go into the higher self, capital S, where you see yourself as a stream of wanting to serve, ultimately wanting to fight evil, which is all those three lower worlds, right? Reaction, illusion, ego, you see? And so it's really a very interesting struggle. And this is not something etheric. It's not something, quote unquote, a spiritual thing, a war. It's very, frankly, very practical. It's about, do you want to grow as a human being? Do you want to mature? And that maturation process ultimately demands, are you willing to give? Are you willing to serve? Serve in the highest levels, which is, are you willing to take care of your physical body? Are you going to put shit in your body? Who do you associate with? Do you understand how truth emerges? That truth is an emergent property of applying the scientific method. Do you understand where freedom came from? That freedom ultimately comes from building bottoms-up mass movements. And when you start understanding this, your personal life becomes much more richer. You stand up on your own two feet. You're able to see things, analyze things, and not get all lost. So I just put this tweet out right before I started. Suresh, can you bring up this? Some of you may remember this video. Okay, so here's an example of how people get manipulated. And people have very, very short memories because this medium, this social, these iPhones, people are always jumping. And I think it's affecting people's memory, particularly long-term memory, because they actually don't have any more long-term memory because people are jumping so fast. And so I want Suresh to bring up this video. I just tweeted this out. I said, before being elected, Trump vowed he'd stop the Russia-Ukraine war in 24 hours. After being elected, the day after, by the way, he got elected, he said, oh, that was sarcastic. And now after nearly 5 months, he says the war is going to continue. By the way, he did the same thing with Hillary Clinton, if you remember. Lock her up. Remember that? That was the entire campaign. The night after he got elected, he said, that was just for the campaign. That was just for the election. Now we move on. So this is a level of deliberate manipulation. So Suresh, can you play that video? If you can bring it up, you have to make sure you're sharing sound. Go ahead.
Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after we win the presidency, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled.
I will have that war settled as president-elect before I take office on January 20th.
If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
I have it done in 24 hours.
Before I even arrive.
Yeah, so that's what he said. Then, after he got elected, this was the headlines. Go to the next thing. Trump says a vow to end the war in 24 hours was sarcastic. It's exactly what he did. Lock her up. And he said, oh, that was just for the election. And today, you can bring up what he just said, okay? Says war might need to continue for a while, okay? So I just want you guys to understand that this is a level of exploitation that takes place. So people are at the ego level, which is Trump is at. He actually takes advantage of these masses of people who are at the level of pure ignorance and the masses of people who are just reacting all day. Now, in the yogic tradition, these levels, the great rishis and teachers actually call margs, M-A-R-G, their paths. So one was called the karma marg, right? The karma marg was a path of where you're living in the world of reaction. You can take that away, Suresh. Where you're living in the world of reaction. So there's most people are living in this world of reaction, action, reaction, action, reaction. They don't even think. In system science, we call it input, output. Oh, you said that to me, I'm going to say this. Oh, I see that on TV, I'm going to do this. Oh, he said lock her up, I'm going to vote for him, right? They don't know what the fuck they're doing. Action, reaction. That was called a certain state of consciousness. It was called the karma marg. Now, this is scientific terms. Another state of consciousness was called the maya marg, which was a state of illusion. You could give them the data, but they never see things as they are. They always have rose-colored glasses. And there's another model, which was called the anava marg, okay? The anava marg was a path of ego. And by the way, these were set as different levels of evil, right? The anava marg was a much more evolved state. And the other two were lower states of consciousness, believe it or not. Someone like Trump, who's at the anava marg, all ego, all driven by me, mine, and essentially all of Hollywood, all of this world of politics is driven by that. They take advantage of the other two people, the people who react, as I mentioned, and the people who are an illusion. So that's why you wonder how he gets away with that. And he knows this, you see? People on that path of high-level evil ego don't give a fuck what they say today and what they say tomorrow because they actually believe you're fucking stupid, that you will react, you can be manipulated. So just, I want you to, it may not be apparent to you, but there are people who actually understand this dynamic. And they will keep doing this over, and they will even have someone shoot at them and say, oh, I was shot at, and do great pictures, you see? So this is all very, very deliberate. And the unfortunate thing is most people, because of their kindness and their goodness, do not understand this deliberate nature of this. So they keep getting manipulated. But when you take a systems approach and you see things as they truly are, the dynamics of manipulation, That's why we recommend everyone watch Shatter the Swarm. It gives you that dynamic, okay? There's a scientific engineering approach that's being done to people. So our movement educates people because we want to raise people's consciousness. Because one person gets this, they're going to be able to influence a lot of people around them. And that's where the power within you is. Are you willing to take off the rose-colored glasses? Are you willing to serve the higher self, the uppercase S, move off this path of reaction, move off this path of ego, move off this path of illusion? And for some people, it's very painful. You know, a couple of years ago, people would come to our movement. I was hammering Kennedy, hammering Trump. Oh, why are you doing that? And in fact, last week, there were these two young fools, two grifters, attacking me on why I'm attacking Kim Iverson, who's a total fucking opportunist bitch, frankly, okay? She would always, always be excusing Kennedy. It had to be put in her face he was a Zionist cocksucker, okay? So, and when we ran for office, she mentioned every other candidate, but intentionally left us out. Fucker Carlson, Glenn Greenwald. You see, now they have, as we talk about, the not-so-obvious establishment, who are more evil than the obvious establishment, because they exist to make you think you don't have to do anything. Trump's going to do it. Elon Musk is going to go do it. And this is, again, taking power away from you. This is feeding into people's indolence, laziness, because they know, by and large, that the people at the mass level like to be lazy. They like to do little and try to get back as much as possible. They don't want to exercise their mental, physical, emotional muscles. They're weak fucking human beings. So they prey on that. So this movement compels people not to be a weak fucking human being. That's an extraordinary service that we do. Who else is doing that? Your churches? I don't fucking think so. The new Pope, if he so cares about immigrants, why doesn't he house, as I tweeted out, why doesn't he house all these migrants at the Vatican? Have you been to the Vatican? Have you seen the trillions of dollars of stolen art that they have in Italy? They have more than enough money to house everyone. But those guys are banging little kids, okay? So you can't trust these organized religions because they don't do anything. So who do you trust? You have to trust those people who actually work for a living, who get up, they struggle, they do all the shit. They're not trying to scam the system. They do all the hard stuff. They're not, you know, scam artists. You have to really, really start having great, great appreciation for people. They do all the mundane things. They cook their food. They have to go shopping, that they take care of all the shit that people do. That's the vast majority of humanity who does that. Good people. But what we are presented every day, go read the New York Times if you want to go read Daily Mail, and you will see every headline is manufactured. Every headline, new characters are brought in to manipulate you, to take you away from you, to take you away from us. That's what this is all about. You see, you don't get into the New York Times, you don't get into the Daily Mail unless your news serves this purpose of what? Making sure you don't build a bottoms-up movement. Everything is about that. Go read these tabloids. Who are these people? Who created them? Well, you find out there's massive money that if you have enough money overnight, you can make someone a celebrity. And that's all orchestrated. All of this is intended so you get distracted and you don't focus on you. Your development, your health, your development, how to fight, and your development, how to discern truth. It's all it's about. So you become a fucking dumb system, as we call it, input, output, input, output. And if you can really get that, it's very easy to see all the distraction. You can bring up the other tweet I just did. So apparently, you know, Elon Musk and Trump are now at odds because Elon Musk is against the big bill, which is putting deficit. Come on. Elon Musk is the biggest fucking spoiled kid of deficit spending. SpaceX, $10, $15 billion from our tax dollars. Okay. So I just put this out and you can see Trump is saying he's going to cut Elon's subsidies. He goes, the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised that Joe Biden did it. But he didn't say that when he took $200 million from Elon, right? And then Elon Musk is, in light of the president's statement about cancellation of my government contracts, SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft immediately. So you have to, so what I did was I said, when two Zionist cocksuckers, Musk and Trump, quote unquote, fight, it has nothing to do with us, the working people. Don't take sides. And right now, everyone on the internet is taking Elon's side or Musk's side, right? Or Trump's side. I said their, quote unquote, fights are always about carving up wealth. Ultimately, the unpaid wages of working people. Let them eat each other live, okay? That should be our attitude. And when you have this mountaintop view, when you really understand system science and you understand the real dynamics, you'll see that the only thing you should fucking care about is your liberation to truth, freedom, health, and collectively those other people work. Do not get involved in their nonsense. It's all theater. And to the extent one guy may say something legitimate about another guy and the other guy may say, it still has nothing to do with us. So the news from every hour, every day, all they're thinking about is how do we keep people trapped in this illusion of them not breaking away and building a bottoms-up movement. That's pretty much it. In fact, that is it. So now they'll do the Elon Musk-Trump feud. Before, I think 2 weeks ago, was the Trump-Netanyahu feud. And then it was Zelensky and Trump were feuding, you see? Trump didn't know that Zelensky was going to attack Ukraine, like he was completely oblivious. So all of this is based on the utter disrespect for people's intelligence. That's what it's about. The other, and to make sure people are kept dumb, fat, dumb, and happy. Our movement is about peeling those people who want to be peeled away. We're not here to convince people. Number one, giving them the knowledge of this dynamic. So like kindergarten, start with Shatter the Swarm. Start there. And if you can't watch the video, then you deserve to be fucked over, okay? Because you need to watch the video multiple times. Then go through the Get Off the Plantation, which means you want to stop being a slave. Nice, beautiful little videos. Takes you a couple hours. Our IT people put that together, free. Then we want you to make a commitment. Do you want to build a movement? Do you understand what the fuck a movement is? It's not something that comes out of your ass, okay? It's not what a movement is. It's not a bowel movement, okay? It's an actual movement of consciousness. And that movement involves people learning this dynamic and then getting on the ground like you saw in those pictures. We value people get out on the streets and hand out flyers. Why? Because it puts you in a different space of vulnerability. If you go talk to people, you have to have conversations. One good conversation where you're educating someone educates you. So now you're exercising your power within you and you're collectively educating someone else who wants to be educated. And, you know, you may do that one conversation a week. Maybe you do five. But enough of us doing that and taking matters into our own hands, independent of big government, big pharma, big academia, that's where real power is. But they do not want you to do that. They do not want you to talk to people. They want you to talk about a sports game. They want you to talk about, ooh, Elon and Trump. Did you read that? Nicholas, did you see that? Elon and Trump are fighting each other. And then you get all into that. Oh, yeah, this is big. You know, Elon's going to save the world. Yeah, he's really exposing Trump now. Okay. Elon is the one who made $200 billion during the pandemic. 600 billionaires made $2.3 trillion. Elon's friend is Peter Thiel, who runs Palantir, who's monitoring everything we say and feeding it back to all the social media companies. So they want you to think they're in some fight. All of this, again, is theater, so you don't build a movement. It's that simple, as I started this conversation. So the question is, do you want to build a movement? And what does that mean? It really comes down to, do you want to move your consciousness? Do you want to become a whole human being? And these are questions you have to really sit and reflect on. Some of you may already have this inkling deep within you. You may have had it as a child. What is this all about? Your consciousness may already be raised, but you never found the right teachers. You never found a framework to understand this and explore this. That's what we offer. We are focused on the individual, each individual one at a time, for them to grow. That's why we do weekly meetings online, and then we do face-to-face meetings. That's why I do two of these meetings a day. In the middle of being a full-time worker, being a scientist, being an engineer, taking care of my building, running a data center, I still work full-time. And I do this. And that's what everyone does here. We're a movement by working people for working people. And it is our work at this moment in history that is really providing people a real alternative. And in response to that true alternative we provide, they're scrambling as ever before, where they're creating the anti-establishment establishment, okay? The not-so-obvious establishment, but it's the anti-establishment establishment. These two kids were telling me how I should talk, how I should be anti-establishment. That's the next wave you're going to see, that people are going to talk anti-Zionism. They're going to talk as though they're against the mRNA. But you have to talk like this to be accepted. You see, you can't call them Zionist cocksuckers. You should talk a certain way. And that is how the swarm is going to try to control the anti-establishment movement, by creating people who are their chosen ones to be anti-establishment. You see? But none of these people will not do the following. They will not get on the ground. They will not learn system science. They will never mention our name. But we don't care. We're not here to look for their acknowledgement. And that's another thing that'll happen in your growth. You'll come to a point where you don't want to be a people pleaser anymore. You're not looking for idiots' acknowledgement. You don't need their acknowledgement. You grow in your own self, your true self. And you realize that when you're on the path of truth, when you're connected with service, you don't need the acknowledgement of fucking fools. That's what celebrities need. So this is a very fundamentally different approach, and it requires you to grow up and to become a mature, truly mature soul on a deep level. And what we've done, though, with Truth from Health is connect heaven and earth. We've made it very practical. It's not some woo-woo shit. It's not some political stuff. It's not just some science. It's all of it, but melded in a very practical way, from an engineering way. So you have to study this material, number one. Get, as Nicholas, I think you're doing the introductions, get connected with people here. Build relationships. You can do them online and offline. And give of yourself. Do some service. We've created all these scholarship programs. Suresh will bring it up. Tomorrow we have a systems health tutorial. We have created our own institution to educate people on how to take care of their health, but personalized health. You see, wherever you are in the world, wherever you are, whatever country you're in, when it comes to the issue of health, they want to do one-size-fits-all medicine. Systems Health is a advanced educational framework. And Suresh, you may want to put the tutorial, which is taking place, everyone should come to. But if you want to learn how to take care of your body in a personalized way, what's right for you, and the framework of that, and then if you want to educate others, and if you want to build your own sustainable business or venture, you can become a systems health educator. This is like becoming an AC technician or an aeronautical engineer. We've created our own field. It's its own field. And every day, we're teaching people how to get on the ground, how to educate others, how to interconnect with their community to deliver serious health education, real health education, which, by the way, is going to be a $270 billion industry. Everyone wants to know what to eat, what exercise to do, what's right for them. And we've created a framework. So with all this confusing information, you can help yourself and others figure out what's right for them. Personalized health. We're delivering this. We're not waiting for the healthcare laws to change. We're not waiting for some politician to pass a law. Everyone can use this very foundational knowledge that I've taught at MIT, Harvard, et cetera, the biggest institutions, to the, you know, quote unquote, the best minds in the world. I'm bringing it out to everyone. That's systems health. Very powerful solution. The other solution is all of you can get involved right now, independent of government, to help in your own local communities, make sure that manufacturers, restaurant owners are delivering clean products. And that's our clean certification. We've been doing this for almost 15 years now. It's our movement certification. It's globally recognized. Millions of units of products, about 1,000 different products have been, you know, tens of millions have been received by people. And you can be part of this. I think next Tuesday, we're doing a clean food symposium. We have a task force if you want to learn how to bring this to your community. Again, by the people, for the people. And then third, if Suresh goes to Open Science Institute, all of you can participate in supporting open science. We're going after every major disease, be it cancer, periodontitis, ALS, using our own infrastructure, using cytosol to go literally deliver solutions for diseases. And you guys can take this out to the masses, independent of big pharma, independent of big government, independent of big academia. It's revolutionary. And Suresh, if you can bring up the graphic, and if you guys want to explain this to people, we've created a simple graphic, okay? And by the way, we have Truth Freedom Health, okay? But there's a nice graphic, Suresh, if you can bring that up. Yeah, there you go. So you can hand this graphic out. Finally, real solutions by the people for the people. So here are the solutions we, the people, are delivering now, independent of big government, big business, big university, big pharma. You see, when you really embrace the true self that you are and those who are on the same path, you're not waiting for anyone. You're not looking for other people's fucking acknowledgement. And you know you have real solutions. We have systems self. We have raw clean. And all of these, no one gave to us. These were built bottoms up. Real platforms. So all of you can be part of this. So you have to actually ask yourself, do I want to be a whole human being or do I want to be a fucking slave? Lower self or higher self? It really is. And if you want to be that, get involved. But remember, everything they do to close this is theatrics. So you don't focus on capital Y, you, and capital U, us. You're focused on them, watching their fucking nonsense. That's called illusion. Maya, M-A-Y-A. That's what Maya is. Illusion. Tricksters. And that's why Trump is there. He does something with this hand, and then he's actually doing stuff over here. So we can open up to questions. Suresh, there may be some questions online. But I want you guys to think about those of your leaders, you know, learn how to articulate the message. How do you talk to people? How do you choose who you want to spend time with? These are important decisions you have to make. Those of you who are new, get involved in one of the local communities. Contribute. Because the ultimate purpose of life is to fight evil, period. That's what we're here, and to grow. And to serve. So, any questions? We wanted to keep this tight. So we'll take a few questions and then we'll close because some of these meetings have sometimes gone on till midnight. So we don't want to do that anymore. And they're fun, but in the interest of time and making sure every, you know, I just want to be a little more disciplined. Any questions? All right, if there's no questions, I'm fine. There's a lot to reflect on here. We are literally, if you reach system and revolution, we're literally intersecting heaven and earth. This is a very practical movement. So get involved. We have Nicholas, Rose, Frank Marshall, you know, six of our leaders have been working on lawsuits. We've trained people how to file federal appellate lawsuits. And we're gonna be taking them up to the Supreme Court shortly. How many lawyers are involved in this? Zero, big zero. We're doing it on our own. That's real power. Are we doing it perfectly right? No, but we're jumping in and doing it. And we'll just get better and better and better. Self-reliance. All right, Nicholas, thank you very much. Be yeah. well. Bye. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Well, cool. Thank you, Dr. Shiva. All right, so we're going to do wrap up by doing two more videos.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal, is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves. Because there is a condition among the elites
that really thinks they're better than you.
Deep down inside,
you don't deserve the freedoms you have.
This reality is what we need to wake up to.
And we need to all unite working people.
There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the movement for truth, freedom, and outlook.
Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, setting revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing.
There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment.
To build a bridge, you need to understand the laws of gravity.
There is a way to build a revolution.
And that's why I put this together.
My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders.
We don't need followers, we need leaders.
But they need training because the educational system does not teach them history.
Three hours is what I started doing.
That's the solution.
We got to train people.
First with understanding what a system is. The dynamics of all systems that affect nature.
The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health.
Freedom is the ability to move freely,
communicate freely,
talk freely.
Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypotheses into truth,
which is science.
And without freedom, you can't really get to truth, and without truth, you make up fake problems, fake solutions, which means you destroy our health.
And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body,
you can't fight for freedom.
Freedom, health.
Third concept is bottoms up.
Working people, people who work united.
And what the right has done is whatever you say, working people unite, that must be communist.
Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers.
Completely corrupt.
But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up.
We need to go local.
Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement, giving the science, which is the truth.
And then we tell people what they can do on the ground, like with election fraud.
We don't need to wait for some lawyer.
Our goal is to train people to go local.
Fight locally.
Forget lawyers.
Get politicians.
Get celebrities.
You've got to learn politics.
There is a science to it.
They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down.
The fourth part of this principle is a not-so-obvious establishment.
So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal.
The biggest disturbance is the not-so-obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right, the Al Sharpton, the Tucker Carlson.
Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox? I don't think so.
They both mislead working people back into the establishment.
Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory,
you're screwed.
You're going to follow the left wing, Bernie Sanders.
Oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy.
Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host.
They're not going to lead us to liberation.
It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics,
it's a nuclear science of change.
Bottoms up.
We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and look at what they actually do.
Left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things,
but I don't see the urgency in his words to get something done.
And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge.
You need to be able to identify a rat.
You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right?
It was the Pharisees and Sadducees who screwed him up.
His own quote-unquote people.
And that's where we're at.
So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum.
People can go to truthfreedom.com.
And it's an educational program. We need to train people political theory.
You need to have physics.
And I've created that curriculum.
People need to get educated.
We need to get educated fast.
And within half an hour,
2 years of MIT controls, I teach people those concepts.
Then I apply it, anyone can understand.
And then you say, I got to build a bottoms-up movement.
They have to get politically astute,
and then they have to go locally and act, not sit
there on social media. They have to act locally. Defy locally. Do civil obedience locally. But with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaigns expanded to the movement of truth, freedom, and health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can sign in a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a truth, freedom, health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems. You can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, poor village farmer practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshana, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine to the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste, untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination my mother and father led them to get educated and come to America, a one in a trillion event. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned four degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems advancing human kind: ECHOMEL, the world's first intelligent email management system, CytoSolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer, and to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean. Welcome to VA Shiva.